Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today, David Russell, is a Research Vice President of Storage Technologies and Strategies at Gartner. Dave will be speaking with us about data reduction technologies for primary storage. Dave, lots of IT shops use data deduplication for backups, but far fewer use the technology for primary storage. For what types of data does deduplication make sense with primary storage?
Really, the same things that would make deduplication interesting and effective for primary storage are the same as those in the backup world. You know, backup really started to embrace this technology first because there was already so much redundancy in what was going on with that kind of an activity, meaning oftentimes doing weekly full backups, some organizations doing full backups on each application every night. But the idea is if there's a lot of commonality of the data payload, then we can get some real benefit from doing deduplication. And in the primary space, virtualization most broadly, today most prolifically, of course, is server virtualization. Server VM images have been a great target for deduplication. Client virtualization or hosted virtual desktops can exhibit very, very strong deduplication ratios. We've heard of up to 100 to 1, which is 99% reduction. Dramatic space savings in the client or HVD hosted virtual desktop area. But server virtualization in particular, we're seeing a lot of deployment from that because there is so much commonality in those images. And network shares, file shares, where you and I may have a project share or a department disk that we keep and drag a lot of the same kinds of Excel spreadsheets as examples, or Word documents, and things where we've got a lot of redundancy for boilerplates, modified presentations, but just a lot of repetitive material.
Do you advise an appliance or built-in technology for reducing data with primary storage?
You know, there's pros and cons of each approach. On paper or theoretically, the advantage of an appliance or some kind of box, if you picture it that way, that sits in front of your existing storage is that you could take that and put that in front of any number of different kind of disk technologies that you may already have. So if you really weren't in a position to go out and buy a new device, or perhaps if you had to license or turn on some capability and that was prohibitive for you, a purpose-built appliance or something that sits in front of your disk could be of interest. But the disadvantage is, you know, that's yet another thing, yet another piece of infrastructure, another wire that's sitting there in front in the data path of your storage. And most of the market's very risk-averse to that. We typically see people favoring built-in technologies. They ideally want it to come from a major vendor, want it to be a capability embedded in their storage solution. And some of the advantage of that being embedded is that it's typically not a charged item, whereas an external appliance will have a cost of goods associated with it.
What options exist to use the same vendor's data reduction for both primary storage and backups? And will that approach bring any advantage?
Yeah, very good question, because we've seen people that have had deduplication and backup or are getting engaged in deduplication for backup announce moves in the primary storage space as well. You know, a year ago, Dell made an acquisition in this space. Hewlett Packard has some organic technology they've talked about bringing into the primary workload as well. Right now, there's not a great deal of cross-pollinization. And even someone like an EMC that certainly has assets like Avalmar, Data Domain for the backup world, they're using a different type of technology than what EMC brings to market in terms of its primary storage reduction. The potential advantage, though, is that a single supplier could take the primary data, use the form factoring technology, deduplication, to reduce the footprint, and keep that in its smaller state as that data payload moves down, up and down the environment. Probably the closest to actually doing that today is NetApp, who can do deduplication compression on the primary storage, keep the files smaller, shrunken down as they move that off for disaster recovery or send it to another NetApp-based disk.
Will an Etsy shop encounter any difficulties or problems if it uses dedupe technology from one vendor for primary storage and a different vendor for backups?
Not inherently. I mean, it certainly can work, and there shouldn't be any kind of connectivity or support matrix types of challenges with it. The one issue, though, is that you would have to reinflate the data, typically, where if you're using vendor A for primary storage and vendor B for your backup, well, vendor A will reinflate that as it goes out the backup stream, gets sent across the wire to vendor B's new target. That's not inherently negative. I've even heard some organizations describe that as a positive, where they like the idea potentially of changing the technology or the algorithm that's used to compress and deduplicate that data. But we can envision where the market might ultimately want to go through the exercise of making the data reduced and keeping it reduced. But today, there shouldn't be a challenge or difficulty in doing that.
How tough is it to switch from one data dedupe product to another? Once you make a choice, are you generally locked in for the long haul?
What we've seen is that if you're going to make an architectural standard on this, try to make an implementation, the model that you use going forward, there is a certain amount of lock-in associated with that. And you get the good and the bad. You certainly get the familiarity with the vendor and the technology and how to tune, configure it. But there could be potential negatives, such as how easily the solution scales, and if I max out capacity and I just need a little bit more, well, you might not be able to buy a little bit more. You might have to buy a very large appliance or another whole new frame if you've gone past the expandability. So that could be viewed sometimes as a bit of a lock-in. And some organizations look at this and they say, well, I can see this being cost affordable for a certain amount of capacity, but if I do it across the whole enterprise, now it starts to feel expensive at scale. And in terms of difficulty switching, we know of primary storage vendors swap outs occurring on a frequent basis. Not that it's an easy activity, but again, vendor A replaces vendor B. And most people assume that that's what this would be like. But the other case that's not really taken into account, if you're getting, say, a 20-to-1 deduplication ratio on your primary storage, and you move that to another vendor, you've got to reinflate all of that data, of course. And that means now it's not just a matter of taking, say, 10 terabytes of data, moving that 10 terabytes of disk space somewhere else. It reinflates out, and it's now 200 terabytes of data going across the wire. So the problem can look a little bigger than it actually is.
Thanks, Dave. That concludes today's podcast on data reduction technologies for primary storage. We appreciate your listening.